Hey everyone, welcome to TV Pilot Reviews. Jeff is not here tonight, so I am taking command. This is a show where we review new pilots on TV, and this week we are going to be talking about The Crossing, ABC's new sci-fi thriller. It's super exciting. I liked it a lot. We're going to talk about it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to TV Pilot Reviews here at AfterBuzz TV.
We finally got rid of Jeff.
Yeah, yes. We got rid of him. He's gone.
I didn't want to get rid of you, Jeff.
The whole season, I've been like, man, we got to get rid of him.
You helped bury the body, okay?
Deadly smile.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I am Sam Davidson, and joined by these two fools to my left. Hello.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys. D'Angelo. And obviously, I'm joking. We miss Jeff.
Come back. We miss him. He will be back. Yeah, I really wanted to talk to him about the show because I wanted to know what he thought. But I have you guys, so
Yay.
It's okay. Let's, I guess, first start with a pass or play.
Play for me. Double play.
Double play?
I'm a double play, too.
Oh, good.
I waited to surprise you because you and I never agree.
I know. I was like, she hated it, didn't she? I am a double play as well. Generally, what did you like about the show that made you want to watch another one?
I think this, I'm realizing that this is just my genre. Mm-hmm. Like, because I like a lot of, I like the, just the, I don't even know what word to use, but just like the fiction aspect, the sci-fi kind of.
It is sci-fi, but it's not, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really exactly describe it as sci-fi.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what but was like, lost?
Yeah. It kind of like how Counterpart, like, there's like, it's in a real world, but there's that one thing that that's like, obviously completely like, not reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I just love thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, I liked it because it was an alternate
reality. That's the word. Yeah.
And I liked it also too because it was like mystery. It kept unfolding and unfolding and layer after layer.
Yeah.
And I thought just like even the big budget feel of it, I love those type of things. So yeah, I really loved it.
Yeah, I hope it does well. I want to talk a little bit about the development of the show, the producers. It's really funny. So I was looking up who, you know, produced and wrote it and all of that. And I know him. His name is Dan Dworkin, and he has his writing partner is Jason Reed. And they have done stuff like Vanished, The Event, Criminal Minds, Revenge, Scorpion. And I know Dan. We're kind of related, actually. It's like we're related through marriage, and I've met up with him before. Super nice guy, and I'm really happy for him because I think the show is really cool. I know that ABC kind of had some trepidation about doing it as a mid-season show and announcing it like that. Do you guys think this was the best time for a show like this?
That's a good question. I think so. I like it. I think there's a lane for it for the station. I can think of shows that have had popularity with this alternate reality type thing, but it is heavier. It's not light. So
yeah. I think that the timing was fine, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Because they came, in my opinion, they came out swinging, and that's what you're going to need to do to get my attention to watch a new show.
Yeah. And it's going to be 11 episodes, at least for this season. I don't think they know yet about a second season. But I read some reviews that said they were worried the show couldn't carry everything that it's setting up because it's kind of like a lot to handle and to not disappoint. And people are calling it the new Lost. And have you guys watched Lost? Are you a fan?
Bits and pieces. I did like it. I like the concept.
Yeah, definitely an interesting concept. And I could see how people are comparing it to. I don't know.
These shows are like I feel like the pilots of shows like this is cool because it's like introducing something familiar but different. So that's always going to get people. It's like, it's what happens after that's important. Like the scenarios, the characters, they can't go too outlandish within the whole scheme of things. I think that's the hard part. The meat of the show is the hard part.
Yeah, exactly. Very complicated. Yeah. But at least I think it's perfect to have a shorter season for these kinds of shows because when it's 20 episodes, it just kind of, they're trying to find all these new mysteries and just distract us. So I think it's a good amount of time. And I think it's going to do well. Before we get into spoiler zone, we have another podcast we would love to talk to you guys about.
We do. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, we have got the best podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities, influencers, interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be a better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us from Pilot Reviews that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
And the dope thing about like her podcast is it always really feels like you're just kind of jumping in the middle of a conversation. It feels so organic and fresh. That's what I like about
it. Yeah, it really does. I've been listening to it a lot in the car. I download them on my phone and then just, you know, Bluetooth it, and I'm driving a lot and I love it. So you guys should definitely check it out. If you like us, you'll definitely like her. Let's talk about the performances in the show. Okay. I thought they were pretty good. So Steve Zahn, is that how you say his last name? I'm blanking. I really like him as an actor. He's been around a while, but I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He is the sheriff, Jude Ellis. What do you guys think of his performance overall?
I liked him.
Yeah.
But I think I like him as an actor anyway. So I thought that he brought that Pacific Northwest vibe. And yeah, I liked him a lot. And then you got to see a little bit of his... or see a little bit of his backstory, or hear a little bit of his backstory. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, they gave us enough to be like, hey, there's more here. They keep foreshadowing about Oakland and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also you're kind of rooting for him because you see like he's nervous and he's left his area for a reason. So he's definitely likable, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different role for him. Usually, he plays the goofy...
comedy guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, side guy. And some people are saying they don't really feel the casting with him because they're just having a hard time picturing him as this very, like, straight-laced, you know, guy that is telling everyone what to do and is going to take care of everyone. But I don't mind it. I think it gives him character.
I think you see a little bit of traces of, like, the goofiness. So even how he handled the... Oh, we're spoiling now. All right.
Sorry guys.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler
alert! Spoiler alert!
That really scared me. Spoiler alert!
I caught myself last time. I just blurted out the spoil. So I'm growing.
Yeah. So we can spoil. We can get into spoiling at this point. But what were you gonna say about his character?
Yeah. So like even how I felt like he handled the scene where the lady was in the car with the gun behind him, like the dialogue, he was still kind of really loose.
Yeah.
He wasn't really nervous, and I don't know if that's more about his character and what he's been through, or if that's kind of some of his old work coming through.
Yeah. What are you thinking about? So there's Natalie Martinez. She plays Reese, so we're going to get into plot points next, but I just want to talk about all the actors. I liked her. We didn't see that much of her. Wait, is Reese, I think Reese is the mother, or is she the daughter?
I think Reese is the cop, the federal agent.
No, I think actually, you know what? I think Reese is the daughter, the little girl.
We'll look her up.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Because there's Reese, and then the mother's name was Ray, I believe. So kind of confusing. I mean, all the characters. There's Sandrine Holt. She's the agent. Mm-hmm. I think that she, Agent Emma Peralta. I think she's doing really, really well as far as being an authority figure in this town. And I like a strong female that, you know, she's kind of the top dog. And I really like
Agent,
that.
Yeah, I really liked her. Her character was cool. I think she's going to be obviously very interval.
Yeah.
As a medium somehow in all of this. And I think there wasn't a character I disliked.
Who are you saying? Because Reese is the mom.
Yeah, okay, Reese is the mom.
She was badass. I loved her.
Yeah, she was really badass. Yeah. I liked her.
We were talking about the agent as well.
Yes. So
the FBI agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very good casting overall.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about
the plot. Are these familiar faces for you guys? I don't, other than...
Natalie Martinez is for me. Mm-hmm.
From what? Was she in?
She has been in... can't think of it. What has she been in?
Oh, you know I'm not going to say.
End of Watch. No, it wasn't. APB. That's what I watched her in.
Oh, wow.
What's APB?
It was a show that got canceled last year.
Dang.
So well, relatively fresh faces, which is cool.
Except for Steve Zahn, who's been around for so long. Like, I'm happy that he's finally getting a project on TV that's going to do well, I'm hoping. I really do hope it does well.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the daughter?
Yeah, Bailey. Leah? She plays Leah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was good.
Yeah, and the little girl was adorable. Let's get into the plot because, again, major spoilers here. We're going to give you just kind of an overall view. Try not to get too much into specifics. But basically, there are these refugees that are coming from the future, about 150 years in the future, mm-hmm. back to present day. And the world that they're living in now is being destroyed, and it's terrible. They can't even see stars. They're kind of all just their world is at war, essentially. So they time travel back to 2018, where they are trying to start over, and no one in the town knows what's going on. You know, they all appear as like floating bodies in the water, and more than half of them died. So it was a very rough trip over time travel land. Mm-hmm. I mean, such a high concept. Yeah. What do you guys think in general about the idea of this? It sounds crazy. I feel like if I were to tell someone what that is about, I would be thinking, if I was them, wow, that sounds nuts. I have no idea what you just said. But yeah. If you see it, you get it.
That's the pull for me, because like even I talk about Counterpart a lot, but Man in a High Ceiling, which is like, if Germany and Japan won the World War.
Man in the High Castle?
Man in the High Castle. Yeah. I always do that. But those stuff like that always pulls me in, because like you said, they're just, it's always a semi-answer, then a new question. Like, they just kind of keep pulling you. Mm-hmm. And I actually knew within like 2 minutes that I was going to like the show. I was like, oh yeah, this got me. Like, by the time the intro started.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you were mentioning, so the interesting part for me was that they're coming from America, mm-hmm. 150 years in the future, mm-hmm. and they're trying to stop the current war, and just the way that they come in, like, I knew exactly, too, like, when they come in that water, and you just see, you're like, wait, what's happening?
Right, yeah.
Wait, what, why, and why are they all, like, do-do-do-do in the water? I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, it was really creepy. And, you know, I think I knew it was going to be good when you just, it's just so incredibly creepy how they're brought back to life. And I mean, things must have been really bad in the future to basically risk killing yourself and, you know, your child, mm-hmm. to like that there was really no other choice for them but to do this.
Yeah, and more than not died, yeah. Right? So there was only a few of them that actually made it all the way through.
I also really like that I didn't anticipate them knowing or remembering everything. And I love that, like, I love that extra layer of, like, they're kind of, like, even though they seem, like, very, like, you know, good people, there's this mystery about them. And the line, the agent said it in the line, she's like, I don't trust desperate people. I like how there's, mm-hmm. there's that kind of that layer of, like, okay, what are you really here for type mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, and they seem to, maybe some of them have powers of strength or just
that was a cool twist.
Extreme agility, mm-hmm. you know,
they
fighting.
Call them apex people. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if there was anything exactly supernatural about their behavior, or it was just they were extremely strong and like knew how to fight.
Well, what about the daughter? When the daughter rolled up her sleeve and then she quickly hit it?
Because we already know her mom is probably one of these people. Mm-hmm. And she definitely has her own agenda, and she can jump, and she's really strong and stuff like that. So I wonder, we don't know like when the powers get in, or if the daughter even knows she has it. So if it's genetic, like how does it work?
And why?
Yeah, so all of these good questions.
And it was only Reese. Was it only Reese that showed that she had mm-hmm. powers, and no one else really? I think it was maybe talked about that they could be dangerous, but none of them displayed any.
None of them displayed. I think they're still trying to like move through the refugee process and not cause any waves.
Yeah, I mean, I love stories when there's a whole new group of people that come to a town and you kind of just feel like you're starting the show and you're on a journey with these characters because you started with them mm-hmm. in this new place. Mm-hmm. And all of the characters, you know, there's the little girl, there's the couple that takes in the little girl. Mm-hmm. I really liked them. And, you know, they seem benevolent enough.
Yeah.
But there's that one guy that kind of is starting to go nuts, and he's like, I want to talk to the president, mm-hmm. you know, saying that he has information and basically is bribing, or well, he's
trying he's just trying to take advantage of
the situation.
Yeah. I wrote down a fancy word for it, and of course I can't remember it. But yeah, he meets, and he doesn't end up meeting with the president. Or is that the president that he meets?
No, it's just a department of, like, I don't even know what word to use, but I think he was like high level government official.
Yeah, like he's the FBI kind of boss guy, right?
Yeah.
Because the FBI lady meets with him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's coming from D.C.
Right?
Yeah.
And then...
They did say his position. I can't remember what it was, but I know it's a high-level government official. Yeah.
So he got high up enough.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a very dramatic, kind of a cheesy, a little bit, that scene, you know, where he goes... There's others here that have been here for a long time. And, you know, the guy comes out of the shadows and he's like, oh, crap.
Hey, you're one of them.
I love that.
Yeah, that was a dope twist.
I thought it was a great twist, too.
I thought it was fun, but I was just like, dun-dun.
Oh, they had... See, but by then I was into it.
Yeah.
I was, like, so, like, stimulated. So
yeah.
They probably could have done anything.
Yeah. And then I thought to myself, oh, see, I should have known that. Because when he's like, you don't really believe that,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, the naysayer.
You know, that was the first time they gave us an outright villain, too. Yeah. We hadn't, at that point, everyone was kind of like, you know, you're learning with everyone.
Yeah.
And so that was at the end of the episode, we're like, oh, this is probably the guy you'll probably root against.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really like the potential budding romance that we see with the younger girl that came by herself. Well, not younger, she's probably, you know, in her 20s, that came by herself without her family. And one of I don't know, is he an agent?
It's one of the federal
agents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I really like that. I like that there's all these smaller relationships that we're already starting to care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect way to start off a show. You know, the stakes are extremely high. You don't know what these people are capable of. And the truth is they act just like us, but they're not. And, you know, it's really putting everyone in danger to continue to kind of help them in a way.
But how do we know that? Because there has been a group that has come before them and they've infiltrated this country already.
Yeah.
So how do we know if they're dangerous or not? Because you can't tell them apart. Right? Because that federal agent, the high up guy, he's one of them.
He said he's been there for a long time.
A long time. Mm-hmm. And he was able to, you know, work his way up to the top of whatever job that he's doing. I just think that there's going to be so many layers. Like, I think that maybe, you know, they're still human. They're just humans from the future. So they're going to come back with like, crazy... I don't know. This is going to be a great twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's as though that we've become more evolved and are just kind of... become better, you know, maybe I hope we live longer in 150 years and, you know, it's, you know, maybe we just start kind of growing differently. And yeah. I don't think it needs to be like special powers, but there is time travel. So we are definitely getting into the fantasy sci-fi realm.
We get
that.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It is for the people who like stuff like that, though. I think it could be heavy for people who, you know, are just trying to get away from life or whatever. Like, so I feel like that would be a con for people who want their stuff handled in 30 minutes. We've watched shows that handle stuff quickly. I don't think this is going to be strung along for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait till they get more into the time travel part of it.
Yeah. Because
they started to talk about, like, how it worked and then something went wrong.
Yeah.
And why water is involved, all of it. I can't wait till they break that down for us.
Yeah. And do you guys see, like, the sheriff and the agent, the female agent, becoming romantic?
Well, I know. I see it more with the mother.
The mother?
Reese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And him?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
I mean, I see that,
you're checking that, too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people like being kidnapped, okay? It turns them on.
Well, and in that scene at the house, you know, you could tell that there was, like, chemistry there. And then when she's like, I need you.
Well, she's using him to get her daughter.
Yeah, but still, she came back to him.
I don't see that, guys. I don't see it.
Something there. There's okay, well, something there.
Sam and I said it here first.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys never agree, so I'm probably wrong. AfterBuzz TV exclusive. All right, new.
Yeah.
Bree's really enjoying
these
drops.
Yeah, I know. Or she's accidentally like sitting on the thing. But no, just kidding, Bree. Perfect timing. Yeah, we love the writing. Like I said, great writing team. Dan Dworkin and Jay Beatty. And I think the writing's really smart. I read an article about the writers were saying kind of that they want to tease the audience a little bit.
Oh,
and
they're doing that.
Might find it. And I'm like, come on, you know, I want to know everything and I don't have a lot of patience. And so, but it does seem like they're going to really try to drag us through the mud with answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's this kind of show.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Next, of course, we're going to give it a rating.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
you go first.
Okay. Man, I don't know. I mean, I gotta go pretty high. I think I'll go like 375.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to go, yeah, I need to go high too. I'm going to say 4.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm like a 4.2. Yeah.
Oh. This is one of our highest rated shows for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody take the drops away from
me. I love it. I love it.
Bree, do you know if there's an after show for The Crossing?
We're working on putting one together, but we don't have a definitive one yet. So if you guys want one, please, please tweet at AfterBuzz and keep pushing it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the perfect show to have an after show for, yeah. I think, because you can just pick this show apart forever. Yeah. Lots of theories. And comparing it to things, I mean, for me, I'm going to compare it to Lost. What about you guys? If people like some show, will they like this show?
Yeah, it reminds me of all the shows I watch. Definitely Lost, but it has components, the seriousness of Counterpart, and just the stringing you along of Man in the High Castle that I really enjoy.
Gotta break through that ceiling.
It reminds me of Criminal Minds a little bit, too. Mm. Like that twist mystery kind of
cop feel to it, too.
Yeah, figuring it out.
Yeah.
So if you like that. And then there was a show that you said earlier that I was like, yeah, that reminds me of that.
Vanished, The Event, Revenge.
The Event.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Event? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a while ago. That was a really good show, though. It was a really cool idea. It's funny you mentioned Criminal Minds because the writing duo that writes and executive produces the show worked on Criminal Minds for really, really long time. Yeah, I think that we're definitely going to have life, I mean, for at least the next 11 episodes, and I hope it would continue. But, you know, I just, ABC scares me. They really pull the rug out from under you sometimes.
It's tough. The network show, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch, but they're, one, very quick to cut if things don't meet their numbers the way they want them to. And also, I'm still curious about the market when it comes to alternate reality shows. Like, I know that the two I've referenced are popular, but I can't imagine that those are the only two that have been pitched.
Yeah, so. And they're very expensive.
Yeah.
Which is why I think a lot of these shows don't last, because they're just, you know, they're thinking it's not meeting up. We're still spending too much money, you know, more than we're making. But we definitely think it's going to make it 100% through the first season. It's not just going to get canceled randomly.
We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully. But let's get into some predictions, some theories.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I think we already started with the mom and the cop. I definitely think that they are going to get together.
On your own.
I think that they're going to start to reveal not just the newbies that got there, but more of the people that have already been established there. And I think they're going to be people that we may have met in the pilot. We don't know, that we didn't know. Like, maybe the FBI lady is going to be one of them.
Agreed.
Okay, so someone's going to die in the second episode, and my guess is the two blonde, the guy who's like an agent, and he like is kind of flirting with the girl,
kind
of like, I think she's going to kill him.
You do?
That is a dark turn.
Why? You think
she's evil? Because she's very quiet, she's to herself, mysterious, she kind of let him on, and she's going to kill him.
Okay.
Because she's just she's one of the bad people.
Oh, Dee, what did someone do to you?
Why does this have to be any deeper than it's just a TV show?
You know? I didn't even.
Yeah, I've been scarred by blonde girls. So. I think all of them are evil. That's all it is. Bree, that's why me and you couldn't work.
Did not see that.
I think that could happen. I'm just saying.
I mean, anything can happen on this show for sure.
For sure.
But whoa.
Yeah, we don't really know the universe yet because it could take a turn in the second episode that you're like, whoa, okay, all right, that's
somebody
the ride
gotta
run.
Die. Somebody got to die.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely uncover a lot more about the sheriff's past and that he could possibly be linked to this whole thing and not know it.
Or his future.
Yeah.
Great-grandson.
Oh, that's a really great idea, and that's why they come specifically back to the city.
It has something, you know, there's so many questions that we need to answer, but I think hopefully we'll get some more the second episode. And yeah, that wraps it up for this week's episode, and we really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. Please rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing your feedback. Leave us some comments. Where can everyone find you guys on social media?
You guys can hit me up on Twitter. I'm DeAngeloTV. On Instagram. I gotta get the Instagram out there. Come on.
Yeah, that's all he's been doing. Yeah. I needed to take his phone away from him.
And that's at D'Angelo on Instagram. Where can you find
Sorry, D'Angelo. I'm Linda So Girly all across social media. Hit me up.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We are still picking the show for next week, but we will tweet it out, so keep posted on that, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Deuces. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.